You waiting? All right. Title is What is the Church? I'm going to do my very best to teach this scripturally, and it may come, some of it may be a little crosswise than what you have believed before or have heard before and all of that, but that's okay. How many knows if we've got anything wrong, God wants to make it right? And I'm going to do my very best to do scripturally what God says the church is. Now, some people say, you ask them, what is the church? They'll say, a house of worship. Wrong. You know, others say, it's a hospital for sinners. Wrong. None of that stuff. We're going to see this morning what the church really is according to Scripture. Now, Jesus is building his church. He didn't build it. He's building it. Because the church is every born-again believer, even if you ain't been to the assembly yet. The day that you got born again, that the Holy Spirit dealt with your heart, because no man comes to the Father lest he's drawn. There's no other way to get in through the door which Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to get into the kingdom or be born again than through Jesus. So the very day that the Holy Spirit began to deal with you and you yielded to him and you got born again, you actually spiritually got in the church. And you became building material according to Scripture. Let's look at Matthew 16. Through 20, I think, is what we want. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock. Now, when you see that word Peter right there, that means like a rock you can pick up and throw. That's like a small stone. He says, and upon this rock, not upon Peter, but upon the revelation of him being the Christ, he said, I will build my church. So actually, it's not even God, it's Jesus, right? He says, I will build my church. Notice this, this is great. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Now go back up top there. He says, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Every one of us, in order to be born again, has to believe this, that he is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. There's no other way that you can be born again without believing that. Why? Because you're putting all of your faith and trust and confidence in who he is, right? There's some people today, you know, like the Muslims, they believe in Jesus. He's even in their Quran and everything, but he's only a prophet. To them, he is not the Son of God. He's only a prophet, like some of the rest of them that they have. To other people, he's just a man. To other people, he's one of the prophets or all of that. But how many knows, to the church and the born-again believer, he is the Son of God. He is the Christ. So number one, that has to be straightened out. And then you go on down and notice what he says. He says, let's see. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father. 18. He says, thou art Peter. The Amplified says it this way. And I tell you, you are Peter, the Greek Petros, a large piece of rock. And on this rock, Greek Petra, a huge rock like Gibraltar. This is one that's like a mountain, unmovable. It's talking about Jesus. I will build my church in the gates of Hades. The powers of the infernal region shall not overpower it, or be strong to its detriment, or hold out against it. Now, because Adam and Eve gave they like had a lease on the earth. And when they sinned and they ate whatever the fruit was that God told them not to eat, they transferred that authority over this place here to the devil, right? Y'all remember all of that? Because if he hadn't, I mean, it wouldn't even been a temptation for Jesus when he told him, if you'll bow down, I'll give you all this stuff. Let's see where I'm trying to think to go right now. Notice that he said, hell won't prevail against the church. He didn't say, you, Peter, or you disciples. He said, the church, and he said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, because authority has been given to the devil has whole cities locked up behind those gates. He's got things in the spirit that is locked up behind things. That's why he says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose. It is the church that is the binder and the looser here in the earth. We are the ones that has the authority. Now, the word church, let me put my glasses back on. I looked it up in the Greek. In every place, the word church in the entire Bible, which is only in the New Testament, and the entire Bible means the very same thing. It's called ecclesia. It says a calling out, a popular meeting, a religious congregation, assembly. Now, that word ecclesia comes from two words put together. In the Greek, the ek comes from out of place, out of time, or cause. And the next one is kaleo that makes up those two, that one word. It says to call, bid, call for. So the church is called out, called together. And I have some scripture for that. I don't think we'll get to that part today because we're going to be on this for a pretty good while. But notice what he said there. The Bible says, I believe it was the Apostle Paul said that we have been called out of darkness, transferred out of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear son. So the day you got born again, spiritually, you got put into what Jesus calls the church. Why? Because you are not, but it is the assembly. See, we're going to have to get a vision of the church like God has. God never sees an individual without seeing the whole, ever. Why? Everything, just like y'all remember when I showed y'all the puzzle and I took a piece out and held it up and I said, is this the puzzle? That one piece is not the puzzle. It is a piece of the puzzle, which is the whole, but it's only a piece. That's like me and you. We're a member of the body, and we'll see later on, the body of Christ and the word church means the same thing. They intertwine with each other. It's the exact same thing. It's just two different ways of saying it. Now, I looked it up in the Holman's Bible Dictionary. It says an assembly, local body of believers, or the universal of all believers. The church is made up, now this is my saying here. The church is made up of an assembled together people called out of the world and called together for fellowship. Number one, fellowship with Jesus. Number two, fellowship with each other. And edification and growth. The church is not a building. I know what we mean when we say, I'm going to church. Usually, if y'all are like I am, usually when I hear that, my thinking is Faithway Christian Center, Faith Restoration, First Baptist. But theologically, it's not. That's not the church. See, that's how come you can't make your car your church. Y'all come on now. Well, I just make nature my church. I feel so much closer to God just out in nature. No, you can't. I mean, y'all ever hear some of this stuff? No, you can't. Why? Because, yes, you can have a relationship with Jesus out in nature and have some wonderful experiences with him. But that is not the church. And you can't make the church be something that she's not. And the reason why I say she is because every place in Scripture, the church is referred to like a woman. I mean, even in the book of Revelation, the woman that is pregnant, that the Bible says she's about to bring forth a man-child, and the dragon stations himself in front of her to swallow up her child, that is the church. But I ain't got time to get off on all that. Maybe that's four messages down the road. You cannot be the church by yourself. You cannot make something the church. That is not the church. The Scriptures just does not fit. So we must begin to see the church like God sees her. And we're even referred to as the bride of Christ. I know today we got bride and groom and groom. That just don't work. No way that you try to term that. He has a world vision of and for the church. Now notice that it says, he said, I'm building my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The devil is terrified. I mean absolutely terrified of the church. Why? Because he can't keep us from invading his space. If the church will advance and begin to take her proper place, we will begin to take things back and bring down his kingdom. See, me as one person, I can only do so much.
Right.
I mean, far as financially, I can only do so much. I'm limited to a certain degree. Now, I mean, you can believe God and get more. That's not what I'm saying. My influence here in the earth is only so much, you know. My faith here in the earth is only so much. But when you bring the church, just like this little assembly here, see, I'm a member, you are a member, and then when you get on a bigger scale, us as a whole is like one piece of that world puzzle. So the assembly here, look at some of the things that we do. Just like, for an example, I'm just like right off the top of my head, the box truck we bought. That truck, what was that, $6,500? I didn't have $6,500 at that time to buy that truck. No. Did you have $6,500 at the time to buy the truck? No, maybe you did or you didn't. I mean, I don't know. I didn't at the time. But all of us together, when we put all of our faith and all of our finances together, more than paid for that truck. And that's what terrifies me. So what would be his strategy? Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand.
Right.
That is the devil's strategy for the church. Offense. And sometimes people do you wrong, you know. But the thing about it is, we have to keep ourselves unoffended. We have to keep ourselves free. Right? Now, let's see what I wrote down there. Let's back on. The devil is terrified of the church because he cannot prevail over her. And she will destroy his kingdom. We together with our faith, our finances, our authority, our ability, cause the devil to tremble. See, he's only a little afraid of me. Why? Jesus gave me authority personally. But he's terrified of the church. Now, let's go over to 1 Peter 2. And the church is not yet what she's going to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sandy. The church is not yet what she's going to be. But he's building her. And he said when he gets done, she's going to be a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. And she is going to be something for the devil to deal with, Lord. I'm telling you. Now, here in 1 Peter chapter 2, for time's sake, I'm going to start reading in verse 4. Y'all can go back and read whole chapters. Be fine with me. That's chapter 1. That's why it wasn't looking right. Verse 4, it says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Talking about Jesus. He says, ye also, he's talking to the assembly right up there in chapter 1 when he started. He was talking to the whole assembly, not one person. He says, ye also as lively stones. I think it's Amplified Bible says living stones. Remember what he told Peter? He said, Peter, your rock. Petrus, that little rock. Me and you, we get born again. We're building material for the church. We become stones also, and that's what he's saying here. He says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Wherefore also, it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion. Zion is the top of the church. He says, a chief cornerstone, Jesus, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner. He says, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. He says, but you, or ye, are a chosen generation. He says, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you. Remember what I said the church is, the definition? The called out, called together. Who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And he goes on and he says, in time past, you were not a people and all that. And I'm going to stop right there because that showed the scriptures that I wanted to. 1 Corinthians 10. See, I think a lot of people do a lot of things to and in the church because they don't see her right. Some do things out of ignorance. Listen, there's some people, they change churches more than the homeless change clothes. I'm serious. Every 3 or 4 months. Fine with me if that's what you choose to do. But you are not right biblically. And just because a person may tell you something's okay, don't mean Jesus told you something's okay. Right? Now, 1 Corinthians 10, get over there. God's not schizophrenic. And he don't change his mind, ever. Now, like I said, there'll be some of y'all that are here that you may stay forever. There'll be others of y'all that as you grow and develop, God will reveal more and more and more of the plan that he has for your personal life. And there's some of you may go out from here. And when you do, I hope that it is in right standing with this church, this assembly here. Because that is the only correct way to go. See, anytime you start having thoughts of disrespect, you're already getting into error. Like I told you, I have never in my entire life, as long as I have known Brother Brad, I will not even allow myself to think a wrong thought concerning him. Now, he's a man. I know he's a man. He's a man of God, one that God put over me to help me to grow and develop and get to know God and all that. And I don't even allow myself to have any kind of thoughts of disrespect toward him. Why? Because if I allow it in my head, it'll get down in my heart and start coming out my mouth. And I have never said one bad, even remotely bad word against him. And I will not. But when you start noticing, the first thing that starts happening when people start getting into error, into the wrong way of leaving a congregation, of leaving a church assembly or whatever, you'll start noticing disrespect. A lot of times, if they're a tither, they quit tithing. They may still be showing up here, they'll quit tithing. After a little while, they're not here, you know, start skipping every now and then. And then after a little while, you'll start hearing them say things about people in the church, about the leadership of the church. Listen, even if your leadership is not right, does that mean you've got to talk bad about it? I don't find where David did about Saul, and he was not right. That man had a demon. Okay, let's get back to what we was on. Let's see. 10:1-4. He says, moreover, brethren, that ain't right. Where is it? Let me see. Oh, yeah, it is. He says, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Now, go over to, this is where in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3. Now, notice what that says. He said that rock that followed them was who?
Christ.
What did we read in Matthew 16 over there? Where he told Peter, he said, you are Petros, you're a small rock. He said, but I'm going to build my church on this rock. He said, like a rock of Gibraltar. That's like a mountain that cannot be moved. The entire church is built on, founded on the Christ. Of who he is and what he is and represents the whole nine yard. If the church is not built on Christ, it's not the church. Impossible. See, some people think church, when you say the word church, you know, it's Christian. No. Not always. Anton LaVey started what's called the Church of Satan. That's the name of it, the Church of Satan. All that means is there is an assembly that is gathered there in the name of Satan to do their thing, just like we are an assembly that gathers at this place that God chose for us to do our thing with God. That's what that means. But we are the church as an assembly. Now, 1 Corinthians 3, I'm going to start reading in verse 6. Now, before this, just to set up a little bit, because I'm not going to read that whole thing, that they got some arguing going on. One saying, I'm of Paul, you know, I got born of Paul's ministry. One saying, I'm of Apollos, you know, and all this stuff. And we're going to pick it up here in verse 6. He says, Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. The Amplified Bible says it this way. It says, for we are fellow workmen, joint promoters, laborers together with and for God. You are God's garden and vineyard and field under cultivation. You are God's building. He goes on and he says, for we are laborers together. Verse 10, he says, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Notice this, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He says, let me stop here for a second. See, according to Scripture, and we'll, that's in a way later message, but anyway. According to Scripture, I have to pray for my head's messed up this morning. I'm going to put the glasses back on, that seemed to help a little. Where was we at? Oh, yeah. According to Scripture, everything has to be on Jesus. It can't be on my good works.
Right.
Just like this, for an example. It can't be on rituals, things I observe, don't observe, or whatever like that, just like this. You've got people, and like I said, I'm not trying to put down anybody or anything like that, but we have to stay with the Scripture. You've got people, they worship Mother Mary. Now, we highly regard Mother Mary, right? She's the mother of our Lord and our Savior. You know, the Bible called her blessed. We highly respect her and all that, but we do not pray to her. That is not in the Scriptures anywhere. We highly esteem her, but how many knows nothing can be built on Mary? And just as she was highly blessed to bring forth the Son of God into the earth, we are now highly blessed. We are, as the church, bringing forth Christ here in the earth. And one day, the church will bring him to the fullness of the Godhead. The Bible says that's what the church is. But it takes every one of us to make that up. So therefore, he says here, there's no other foundation. What does he mean? My works can't get me. My faith, according to Ephesians over there, it talks about how that he's given the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints until we all come into the unity of what? The faith of the Son of God. What does that mean? See, we're never going, as the church as a whole, worldwide, we're never going to have all of our doctrines together. That's just not going to happen. Some of the Baptists are still going to believe some of what they believe, and that's fine. Some of the Methodists are still going to believe some of the things that they believe. That's fine. The Pentecostals are going to still believe some of the things they believe, and that is fine. He didn't say till we all come into unity and have the same doctrine. It's until we all come into the unity of the faith of the Son of God, or we could say of the faith to the unity of the faith in the Son of God. The foundation of me being a Christian has to be on Christ and the finished works that he done. Right. It cannot be on my church building, assembling, together, even though I'm called to it, right? I went to church. Some people, they feel like they went to, when I say the church, they went to the assembly this week, so put my check mark down. You know, that's all I'm supposed to do. No, it's not. Just because you show up in the assembly doesn't mean that you're functioning as you are supposed to in the assembly.
Right.
See, some people don't go to church. When I say go to church, assemble. Some people don't assemble together because, well, for one, some of them will say, I'm not going over there to that church. There's a bunch of hypocrites over there. Do you go to Walmart? Y'all ever go to Walmart? Y'all ever see? Now, hypocrite, when you look up that word, it's called a pretender. Somebody pretending to be something that they're not. Now, I am a Christian. I don't pretend to be one. I am one. Yeah. Now, am I perfect far as flawless and all that? Absolutely not. I mean, y'all know, don't you? Y'all can see it already, can't you, sometimes? I'm not pretending to be a Christian. I am a Christian. So some people say, oh, I'm not going to church, you know, going to the assembly or the house of the Lord, you know, because there's hypocrites there. Well, there's hypocrites at Walmart, but you still go because you want something there. There's maybe hypocrites on your job, especially if you got a big corporation or something. You got people all the time. Y'all ever heard of catfishing on the internet? Y'all ain't never heard of that? Y'all know what that is? Cassandra knows. That's where I would create me a profile. Just say this. I'll create me a profile as John Doe, and I'm a man. And I get me a picture from somewhere off the internet and put it as my profile picture. And then I start sending people friends requests that I want to scam. It's called catfishing. And then I build a relationship with them, whether it's to get money out of them or whatever the case may be. But y'all still get on Facebook, don't you? Oh, y'all not saying nothing. See, don't get on Facebook because there's hypocrites on Facebook. So you're telling me there's catfishing and all that stuff, lying and all that, people pretending all over Facebook and the internet, but I still get on there, but I can't go assemble with the church because there's hypocrites there. No, just go on and tell the truth. You don't assemble because you choose not to assemble. Now, I'm not just talking to us here. Remember, we're on Facebook. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and got our own website and all of that stuff. You know, or some will say, you know, well, I don't assemble anymore. I used to assemble, but I don't assemble anymore. Me and Jesus got our own thing going on because I got hurt in the church. Well, honey, who has it? I can't tell you how many people has come through those doors and hurt me so bad. And stabbing me in the back the whole time they telling me they love me. Right. Now you talk about hypocrite. I'm still here. You know why? I forgive, I move on, and I stay exactly where God has put me.
Right.
Why? Because you're not going to answer for me. I'm not going to answer for you. You're not going to answer for anybody else. But everybody one day is going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to give an account of everything done and everything not done. Right? So therefore, when you get born again, like I said, when you get born again, you are spiritually placed in the church, in the assembly. Why? Because now you have been made a member of the body of Christ. And the word body of Christ, I mean, the word church and body of Christ, it's the same thing. We'll get to the scriptures here in just a little bit, maybe. But the thing about it is, on the inside of you, God has an assembly for you to park your seat in. That went over real good. God has an assembly, a church assembly, that you are supposed to, if you are physically able, be in that assembly every time they assemble. And sad to say, we have people all over the world, they do not agree with them. That's not right. But that's what the scripture says, ain't it? I become a part of the body, then God has a physical place for me in the body that I'm supposed to go to. And it's my job to find out where that place is. The internet was not created for us to sit at home and not assemble together and still be the church. That cannot happen. for the church, the assembly, to become the fullness, the glorious church that God has called her to be, and that she will be in the end. But don't mean you'll be a part of it. I got scripture where he says, if you continue in the faith. See, just born again one time, once saved, always saved. That don't fly with scripture. Mm-mm. No, sir. But yet you got them out there. That's what they believe. But you're going to be sadly mistaken. And listen, I truly believe, I don't know if y'all feel it, but there's something going on the inside of my spirit that, and it has been for a few weeks now, that I'm telling you, if the church stays here 5 more years, I will be shocked. Now, I'm not trying to predict nothing, prophesy nothing. I'm just telling you, I am having on the inside of my spirit such an urgency that he's fixing to come get us. And I mean, it might be 5 years, might be 3 years, might be next year, might be 100 more years. I don't know why I have never had it like I'm having it right now. And I believe God is getting his church, his body of Christ, in order to make her the ruler. Do you understand that when we get to heaven, we're not going to sit on a cloud playing a harp, baby? No. This is training ground for what we're going to be doing later. The Bible says we, me and you, the body of Christ, are going to sit in judgment on angels. And people want to talk about how their loved one went on, you know, God needed another little angel. No, we're greater than angels. They are below us. We're created in the image and likeness of God himself. They're not. But see, that's why we have to get the things done here, because we got work to do there. The Bible says that if I'll be faithful over the little things, he'll make me ruler over much. Now, that means here, but it also means there. The Bible talks about he'll give me rule over 10 cities. Do you understand? When the new comes, there's going to be governors here. There's going to be rulers here. Now, the Bible says that Jesus is going to rule with a rod of iron, but he says that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are kings, the Bible says, and we are also lords, and we will rule and reign under him later. So everything that's happening here and taking place here is determining who gets to do what there. And if they even get there, some, sad to say, will not make it. Where are we at? Y'all remember? Did we finish 16 there in 1 Corinthians? No, we didn't. Let me finish reading that. I know where it was. Verse 11. He says, For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, that means you get born again, you put your trust in him and all his finished work. Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be manifest, for the day shall declare. He's talking about the day of the Lord. He says, because it shall be revealed by fire, or tested by fire, you can say, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Now, notice what he said there. The foundation must be Jesus. And he's not talking about doing away with the foundation. After you're born again, what you build on that foundation of Jesus Christ is what's going to be tried. That's why he says here, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? I have heard, I don't know, I can't tell you how many people say, see, this says I'm the church. Is that what that's saying? No. He says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Notice this in 16 in the Amplified. He says, do you not discern, he's talking to an assembly now, do you not discern and understand that you, the whole church at Corinth, are God's temple, his sanctuary, and that God's Spirit has his permanent dwelling in you to be at home in you collectively as a church and also as individually? What's that mean? I am a member of the body, but then the whole is the church. Now let's look at Ephesians 5. Now, Jesus said he's the one building the church, right?
Yeah.
Matthew 16, he said, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Ephesians 5, verse 22. He says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. He says, for the husband is the head of the wife. Notice this. Even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Notice the word body and church in the same sentence because they're the same thing. But notice what that said. That Christ is the head of the church. And the church is to submit to the head, right? What's that mean? That means he's Lord. See, some people, Jesus is their Savior. But he better become your Lord. What's that mean? That means I do whatever he says do, whenever he says do it. Now, I'm called out of the world and called into fellowship with him and with you guys, all around the world, all believers around the world. I'm called. We'll get into this later. I don't have time today. You are 24/7 on call. See, some people think when they read the word called, it's into the ministry. And that's true. But that don't leave it there. Because we'll see, excuse me, we'll see scriptures later where he calls them to come to the supper. And these people, he's talking about born again people. I can't, I married a wife. What's that got to do with anything? I can't come. I bought a new ox. I've got business equipment, so I can't come. I'm too busy. Ooh. We are on call 24/7. The day you heard the Holy Spirit knocking on your heart, Jesus standing at the door knocking on your heart, you answered the call, and we got to continue to answer that call anytime he calls until we're out of here. And sad to say, some people is not answering the call. He's saying one thing, and they're doing something else. We don't have much time for that anymore. We live in dangerous times. I'm telling you, I hear so much kind of ungodly talk and doctrine floating around. Do you understand people that are confessing to be Christians are against the church? How is that possible? There's nothing Jesus loves more than God in his church. What did he say? He said Jesus came to die for the world, right? Most of us look at that like the sinner of one person. No, baby. He came and he died for all. And those that will accept him become a part of the body of Christ. Now let's go on here. He says, excuse me. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so that tells me we're supposed to be, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives. Notice how this is. Even as Christ also loved the church. How can you say you are a Christian and you do not love the church? I don't understand that. He said over there in what was it, 1st, 2nd John, I think it was 1st John over there. He said, how can you say you love God and hate your brethren? That's impossible. He says, whoever loves God is going to love whoever is begotten of God. Right? So you cannot confess to be a Christian and not love the church. It's impossible. I mean, that's like saying I'm a Christian, but I don't love Christ. Are you serious? It's out there, I'm telling you. He says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I thought he gave himself for the sinner. The sinner be born again and will become part of the church. And that's what he's saying there. Gave himself for it. Gave himself for what? What's he talking about? The church. He's talking about the church here. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present it to himself, who? The church. A glorious church. We ain't seen nothing. A glorious church not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. but that it should be holy and without blemish.
We're not even going to have a freckle
as the body, as the church, is what he's saying there. He says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. That's what Jesus does for the church. Even as the Lord, the church. For we are the members of his body. I told you the word church and body or body of Christ interchange. It is the same exact thing. He says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. We have become, when you got born again, you have become one with the Lord. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. We got just a couple minutes left. Let's go to, since we're in Ephesians 1. Now, I'm not going to take the time to go back and read all of that. Let's pick this up. Let's see. I was going to go back to 15, but I'm not. He's praying here for, he's talking about the church there. But then we're going to pick this up. He's praying for them in 18. It says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, this is what he's praying for, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The day you got born again, you became a saint. You don't have to die to be one. And it's not based on your good or bad works, right? So we are saints right now. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet. Where's the feet at? It's on the body, ain't it? Then all things is under our feet too. He says, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to who?
Church.
The church, which is his body. Right? Y'all say that, right? Church is his body. His body is the church. He says, who is his body? Notice this. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. That is why the devil is terrified of the church. When she gets to her proper place, when we're all, he's building all of us around the world. And when she gets there, there's no other power on earth that can stop her.
Amen.
And that's what he does not want. That's what he's terrified of. That's the very reason it talks about in the book of Revelation. When that woman starts having birth pains and that baby is just about to come out and he's talking about Christ, that dragon positions himself right in front of her to swallow up that baby. Ain't that what Herod done? Do you understand what happens will happen again? Sometimes what's happening is spiritually and then it'll happen in the natural too. I got to stop because we're actually already over time. And we're going to be on this for a while. This morning was just kind of a little foundation-like, and we didn't even get to the whole thing. Does anybody have any